Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 25th of October, 1969. The title is Become Victorious in Order to Become a Bead of the Rosary. Become victorious, become Vijayi in order to become a bead of the Rosary, in order to become Mala Kammanka. Bab Dada says, what is the main aspect that Bab Dada sees when he sees the children? Today, Bab Dada has come to see what transformation each jewel has brought in himself. Today, Bab Dada has come to see the transformation. Each one has brought about transformation according to his own capacity. But which transformation does Bab Dada wish to see? You know that, do you not? Together with the transformation, Bab Dada also wishes to see the strength of that. Bab Dada wishes to see Parivartan ke saath Paripakvata. Bab Dada has seen the transformation, but with that transformation, have you also got that strength in that? You call Bab Dada the eternal truth. So have you brought about eternal transformation to such a father? The treasures that you receive are imperishable. The reward that you receive is imperishable. So have you brought about eternal transformation? Or are you still thinking that you will find out that when you return to your place? Are you thinking that you don't know what situations will arise, or whether you will be able to remain in the face of that? I'm going from here having made a promise, but to what extent will I be able to fulfill that? Firstly, you think this, and secondly, those who have a faithful intellect, that is, those who have the full faith in themselves as the Father, that whatever transformation they have brought about, they will maintain that eternally, and the promise they make before they go will definitely be fulfilled. They are the ones who have a completely faithful intellect, whilst the other poor things are still trying to maintain their courage. But if you continue to move along in this way even now, will you simply continue to make effort in this way? Are such effort makers called the ones who instantly sacrifice themselves? When something is sacrificed to the goddesses or Shaktis do not accept that sacrifice if it is not an instant sacrifice, if it is not a jhatko. So will Bab Dada accept it just like that? If you are not accepted here, you will not be able to have the acceptance of a high status in Satyog. This is why you were told that you must speak only what you think about, and you must do only what you speak about. Your thinking, speaking, and doing should all be the same. Sochna, kehna, karna should be the same. But at the present time, there are many children who think a great deal, who speak a lot, and are lacking in actually doing it. This is why you were told that you must make yourself strong in this bhatti and then go. That is, make a firm promise and then return. First of all, do you have the courage to make the promise, or are you still trying to maintain that courage? What is the sign of courageous children? They will never be defeated. If all of you are courageous, then from today, you will definitely not experience defeat. Those who are victorious over a long period of time will become the beads of the rosary of victory. If you wish to be threaded into the rosary of victory, you will have to bring about transformation of being victorious. You have to check the main aspects in your transformation. It is very easy. Just remember two words. Firstly, you have to become the image that attracts, and secondly, you have to remain cheerful. It is the spirit that attracts. You will be able to attract others only with the spiritual stage. If you have imbibed these two aspects, then you are completely victorious anyway. Today, Baba is also telling you about the main aspect in the majority of the children. You are the ones with a faithful intellect, and this is why you have reached here. You have faith in Baba and in knowledge, but sometimes faith in yourself fluctuates. The main weakness is that you do not have controlling power. Because you do not have this, whilst understanding everything and thinking about it, you even tell yourself off for something and yet do that same thing again. Because of this, there is definitely the need for controlling power in your thoughts, words and actions, and also in connection with the Laukic relations and when coming into relationship with those of the divine family. Because you do not have the full controlling power of what you must do, what you must say, and what you cannot say, you are not able to have success. So how will you remove the weakness of controlling power? You brothers must have seen many times that when something is to be controlled very firmly, in order to control it, you sometimes have to keep it light. Have you ever flown a kite? What do you do in order to control it or make it fly high? It is the same here. In order to control your intellect, you must let yourself become light in many aspects. What is the lightest thing of all? The soul, the point. So when you have to control yourself, stabilize yourself in the point form, which is the lightest. In order to control anything, you have to apply a full stop. So you must also apply the point, the dot. Whatever has passed, forget that completely. You may have seen something, you may have done something, but then finish it completely. To finish it means to apply a full stop. You know how to apply a comma and a question mark. You even know how to apply an exclamation mark. But you do not know how to apply the full stop. It is easy to make these signs on paper, but why is there a difficulty in applying these signs in your actions? You apply these signs on paper, and that sign is put exactly where it should be. So that person is called an expert. If someone applies a comma instead of a full stop, he cannot be called an expert. He cannot be called an expert if he doesn't put a question mark where there should be a question mark. You're not able to become experts because you do not have the full recognition of where to apply the comma, the question mark, exclamation, or the full stop. Now, do you understand why you are not able to have control? Because at that time, there isn't so much petrol of knowledge. If there is the petrol of knowledge, you will be able to have control. This is why you must always have petrol in the tank of the intellect. Have you learned the calculation of adding and subtracting? Have you also learned how to balance? It isn't enough just to learn to add and subtract, but you also have to learn how to accumulate. If you haven't accumulated anything, you will not be able to give it to others. You will not be able to move yourself forward. One accumulates in order to give it to others and to be able to use it at a time of need. So you have to check to what extent you have accumulated. Are you just going to earn something and eat that? Or are you also going to accumulate something? Have you ever calculated that? If you are accumulating only 25%, that is very little. If you are accumulating only 25%, then according to the present calculation, what responsibility will Bap Dada give you? When will you be able to accumulate the remaining 75%? When will destruction then take place? Since you tell others that they must not leave for tomorrow, what they can do today, why do you think about all these years? The aspect of the world changing is something to happen finally anyway. But there aren't so many years in order for you to change. Intense effort makers will never say that they will change in this many years. If you have sanskars of perfection over a long period of time, you will be able to perfect. If you become perfect only at the end, then Bap Dada will also give you a little something just at the end. Those who do this from now, Bap Dada will tell them, go into Satyug from the beginning. Bap Dada has hopes in a jewel that this child will make many others into those who fulfill the hopes. How can one who makes others into those who fulfill the hopes of others have the hope of doing something at the last moment? Achha, is this the beginning or the end of the bhatti for this group? Did this group not give an examination? If you continue to keep the example that you have just seen, you will be able to give the exam. What do you do in order to make something very strong? In order to make the foundation strong, it is essential to have a support all around. The more there is something surrounding it, the greater will be the strength. There will not be that much strength by laying a foundation just on the top. You will have brought as much strength in yourself as the depth to which you have imbibed knowledge. Everyone has brought about one or another transformation. Why is it said one or another? Because the final certificate will be given when you bring it into a practical form. The certificate will not be given now. At the moment, you remain cheerful that each child is very busy in making his effort progress with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, with a lot of umang and utsah. But you will only receive the certificate when the result is given out in a practical form. Do not think that the bhatti has finished. It has only just begun. At the moment, you have only heard all this, then you will have to do it practically. You will receive the certificate after you have done it practically. The main specialty of this group is their unity, but together with that unity, you have to add another word. together with unity, you have to have love for solitude. Just as you are number one in unity, you have to become number one in the subject of solitude. If this group imbibes this, it will be able to go ahead of many. You also have to make yourself one who has love for solitude as well as being in unity. Ekta ke saath ekant priya. Only the one who has yoga of the intellect is broken away from all other directions. I should be linked in only one direction. That is, there should be only one and none other. Those who have such a stage will be able to have love for solitude. Otherwise, even when he tries to sit in solitude, the intellect will wander in many directions. He will not be able to experience the bliss of solitude. Only the one who has all relationships with the one and tastes all the sweetness from the one can have love for solitude. Since he can taste all the sweetness from just the one, what is the need to go into other directions? However, those who do not have the practice of tasting all sweetness from just one will try to taste the sweetness from everyone. And then there isn't any attainment. He will have love for only one. Because he has love only for one, he will be able to stay in the remembrance of one. Because of having love for many, you're not able to stay in the remembrance of one. The yoga of your intellect should be broken from many others. It should be linked to the one, that is, belong to the one and none other. Those who have such a stage will have love for solitude. Otherwise, even whilst trying to sit in solitude, their intellect will wander towards many and they won't be able to experience the bliss of solitude. Only those who experience all relationships and all sweetness from the one will be able to have love for solitude. Since you are able to attain all sweetness from the one, what is the need to go to many others? However, those who don't have the practice of experiencing all sweetness from the one will try to take it from many others, and so they don't attain anything. And by connecting with the One Father, you have many attainments. If you simply remember the word One, all the knowledge is included in this. Awareness, relationships and stage are all included in this. And whatever attainments you have becomes clear through this one word, One. You have remembrance of One. Your stage is constant. Ekras, Ek, that is One. And all the knowledge you receive is for the remembrance of the One. The attainments you receive are also constant. When you have a lot of happiness today and then you experience sorrow tomorrow, there is no attainment in that. Then even the super sensuous joy you experience is not constant. Sometimes there is a lot and sometimes very little. You are now going to take the paper of remaining stable in a constant stage. So we shall see how many marks you claim in this paper. Always try to demonstrate to others by doing it practically. Our actions and our activity should become a lesson for others. You should not fail in any aspect. Baba is telling you something easy for this. Remember one thing so that you don't fail in any aspect. Follow the Father. Follow the Father in everything that He demonstrated through the corporeal form and you cannot fail in any aspect. Whenever you see a situation in which you think that you will fail, then remember, am I following the Father? All the actions that Baba performed through the corporeal form in all those years, all of those scenes also come in front of you. So when you are following the Father, then a break will be applied in performing any wrong type of actions. You will be able to judge yourself, am I able to perform this action? Follow the Father. When you say Father, both are included in this. When you remember that you are following the Father, you cannot fail. You will become flawless. Baba Dada wants to make the children flawless. Baba is showing you this easy method to make you come close in the rosary. So just make sure that someone else doesn't put into practice the method first, the method that Baba has shown you. Baba Dada has hopes in all the stars. That is why he calls you the stars of hope. It is because Baba has special love that he has come at such a time. You have had renunciation. You renounced your sleep. And so this is also an expression of your love. Baba Dada is giving you the return of love. Now, he will see the result when you go back. You go back so that you can come back again. To go and then to come back. You have to go, but you go in order to come back. The more you develop the practice of the avyakt stage, the more you will be attracted to the avyakt Madhuban and come back here. This is now not the vyakt, the gross, the corporeal Madhuban. Acha, Om Shanti.